This is Biz Radio host Joanna Patrice Haggerty. I am the founder of JPH Creative Biz and soon to launch Art Hero, a workforce development organization. My mission is to support and galvanize artists and creative entrepreneurs because art heals and connects. I believe that by activating creativity, we synthesize change. Come connect with me on Instagram at JPH Creative Biz. This is the Joanna Patrice Haggerty Show, where I invite the most innovative entrepreneurs, artists, and creative business owners to share their experiences, processes, practical tips, and inspirations. Today with me is Tor White. Tor has found immense strength and conviction in working towards solutions due to her own mental health challenges faced at a young age. Fueled by her own history, Tor has been able to identify gaps in services available, lack of information, and stigmas associated with mental health. Tor has decided to use her lived experience and professional training to generate equitable and intentional spaces that will create change and eradicate mental health stigmas for communities of color. She has recently founded Tor White LLC, which is a mental health training and consulting firm whose mission is to identify and improve the gaps, barriers, and systems that directly impact communities of color, individuals with mental health or substance use disorder, and the organizations that serve them. I brought Tor on to talk about her business and all things mental health, but first, Tor, thank you for being here today.
Thank you for having me, Joanna.
It is such a pleasure. We've been able to connect through the Mountain BizWorks Catalyst program, and I just feel like we have struck gold, haven't we?
Yes.
It's been some amazing synergy. We're working on a lot of stuff, but really for me, I don't know if a lot of people are aware that I did mental health work for 8 years, and I just started kind of even unpacking that with you because mostly we talk about business coaching. So I'm really, really excited to have you kind of be the first mental health professional I've brought onto the show. And so what I want to do to start is let's just turn the clock back. Everybody I always bring onto the show, I try to talk about what's some of their early life, what got you set into the path you are now on.
Yeah, so I think for since I can remember, and I'm talking very young, you know, I always had experiences that I thought were a little odd, just thoughts that I would have, or just feeling overwhelmed or feeling the need to disconnect from people. And I never knew what it was called. You know, like I remember in middle school being placed into anger management classes. And it was because I would allow a ton of things to just build up. And then the smallest thing would cause me to explode. And I didn't really know what that was called. You know, it was just like, we didn't talk about it. In my family, we didn't talk about it. People being sad, it was just like, you know, pray about it, get over it. The world keeps going. And so it wasn't until, I would say probably the end of middle school where I was exposed to counseling. And it again, it was first anger management. And then I had a counselor tell me anger is a secondhand emotion. It's impossible to be angry first. And so she was like, you know, we have to figure out how to unpack this and figure out what is the root cause. And from there, I just was like, okay, let me start diving into the mind. Let me figure out what makes me tick, but also what makes other people tick. And, you know, I've joked with you before how I love documentaries on serial killers, things like that. And people are like, why does that interest you? And it's literally because I have this obsession for the mind and really trying to understand what makes a person think the way they think and behave the way they behave. And so
How can we alter that too, right? I mean, I love that your experience as a child speaks to the fact that, well, I don't love, let's be honest, but it's important to acknowledge that that's actually really common, that particularly, as you've mentioned in our work, that in Black communities, that's really common. But across the board, conversations about mental health are just now starting to get places and stages. And the fact that this one counselor said, hey, you're not an angry person. you're experiencing anger because something isn't right. Seems like that was an amazing light bulb moment for you. And I'm so glad you got that.
Right. Right. Yeah.
Tell me a little bit more about how you have learned to study the mind, because I mean, psychology and human development and mental health are so complex. So yes, we understand that we have to unpack. How did you start to learn how to do that?
Yeah. So I would say, again, that started with my own personal experiences and really trying to understand why my thoughts were my thoughts. And I remember at a young age, just feeling like, I didn't want to be here anymore. You know, like, oh, I hate my life. Why does this keep happening to me? All these negative thoughts, but I didn't know that other people had those thoughts at the time. I thought it was just me, you know? And I didn't know what it was called, because back then, even now, but especially back then, you didn't say the word suicide. Right. Like, that just wasn't something that was a part of the vocabulary within my household or within my community. You know, it was always black people don't kill themselves. Like, that, that's not something we do. Black people are strong. And so I thought I was alone in that. But I remember going through biology, and there was a portion that talked about mental health. And I remember being so intrigued by it. And so I was like, okay, I think I want to study this, you know, like,
yeah,
I want to know more. And I always loved to read. So I would pick up books that talked about it. And I didn't care if it was fiction or nonfiction, because I believe that even in fiction, there's a bit of the truth there.
Sure.
And so I just would pick up anything that allowed me to dive into the mind of other people while also trying to understand myself.
And I think being willing to really come at it from that personal perspective and to try and solve the problem that you hit on, the isolation. If nobody's talking about it, if everybody is minimizing it, and there's no vocabulary to discuss it, of course you're going to feel isolated. And the work that I did was primarily intensive in-home with youth. And that was the thing, is they felt they were wrong or crazy or bad or angry or all of these monikers, because no one had ever said your physical environment is not set up for you to be successful. You have dyslexia, so school's a little more challenging. How do I support you, right? Or whatever the root of these challenges and problems are. So I love that you were voracious for knowledge, and you've actually taken that into some certifications and trainings now too, correct?
Correct. So now I feel like sometimes I have to ask myself, what else are you certified in now? But
because it's always growing and changing, and that's really valuable too, right? That's a growth mindset that's really healthy in mental health anyway.
Right. Because one thing about mental health, it changes, right? How we approach people. Now we have this idea of being culturally aligned in the mental health world. And so things change all the time. And so I feel like in order to not only support myself, but to support my community, I must always be a part of that change and make sure that I'm putting additional tools in my toolbox so I can help others, because everyone's going to come from a different place.
Absolutely.
Right? No mental health is going to affect one, you know, every person the same way. So right. I have to make sure that I have various ways of how to work with those people. But so I'm a certified peer support specialist, certified alcohol and drug counselor, nationally certified mental health first aid instructor, community health worker, recovery coach. Like, you know,
I know I'm trying to let you get most of them out, but I do understand. And I know you're also working on getting the youth mental health first aid as well, to be able to roll that out with your company, Tor White LLC.
Yes. So that will be happening. I should have that certification complete by the end of this year. And so that is something definitely that I want to roll out and make sure that we're implementing in schools. Because we're seeing the suicide rate increase with our youth, and we really need to educate them and make sure they understand that they're not alone, and make sure that even other youth know how to recognize in their friends when something may be going wrong with them.
Yes, I love that. And one of the things that you sort of mentioned earlier was that our health and wellness systems and mental health has been very focused on disease and diagnoses. And what I'm hearing you say is you're really focusing on the concept of wellness. And that doesn't mean you shy away from the hard conversations. That doesn't mean we don't talk about mental health or suicide or, you know, any depression or any of that. It means we actually talk about how to manage that and work with that. And I just think that that is so innovative in the mental health world right now. And I think, again, a young, strong Black woman who has been going through her own experiences, stepping out into that world is so, so important. So let's dive in a little more to Tor White LLC. What are the goals? What's the vision? Where are you taking this company?
Yes, so the goal is really to impact communities of color, specifically Black communities, and start the conversation, end that stigma on mental health, and make sure that we understand that not only can we talk about it, but we can also receive services that are equitable and that are inclusive, right? And so, in order to do that, I realized from my own experience of being a suicide survivor, there were a lot of gaps. There were a lot of places that when I walked into those spaces, people didn't look like me. And so Tor White LLC wants to make sure that there are people serving the community that look like them. And so by going in and offering training on mental health first aid, understanding how to recognize signs and symptoms of a mental health crisis, or even if it's not in crisis, right?
Right. Ideally, we would catch them before crisis.
Exactly. And so by being able to do that, we're able to minimize the amount of times we may need to call for law enforcement, or we need to put people in the hospital or exclude them from our families, or, you know, we have better understanding of why people think and move the way that they do, but also understanding that in a lot of these organizations as well, we need to create policies that offer safe environments for people who may be dealing with mental health. And so Tor White LLC wants to be able to go into these organizations and help them to either create policies or look at the policies that they have in place. One thing I say all the time, one of the best things about COVID was the fact that it pushed the conversation, right? A lot of
Absolutely.
people didn't talk about mental health prior to COVID because people felt isolated. One thing COVID did was force isolation, which in return forced the conversation about mental health. And so we're in a very, very sweet spot now to go into these places and say, how do we make sure that we're taking care of the whole person? We can't take care of the person when they're already in crisis, right?
Right.
What do we do differently? How do we make sure that we have things in place to where we can prevent crisis if possible,
Yep.
but also know how to navigate them if they reach crisis, and how to keep those individuals in the workplace, how to keep those individuals thriving in the community, in their homes. And that's what Tor White LLC wants to do. And that's what, not even want to do, that's what we're
You
doing,
are
you
already
know?
doing it and you are growing. And I want to just speak to the fact that being willing to go into the workplace, right? That is where most of us spend the majority of our time, right? We even sometimes see our work colleagues more than we see family and friends. And so having a strong work environment is so unbelievably valuable. And a lot of us don't think about it from an entrepreneurial perspective. For the Biz Radio Asheville people who are listening who have employees, if you haven't thought about this, your clientele, your employees are suffering because of COVID, because of these changes and challenges. And how are you meeting those needs? And if you're lost on that, that's why there is something like Tor White LLC to support you in that, right? Let's use the experience, let's use the knowledge of someone else who knows how to show you these signs, knows how to create plans, knows how to create support systems to implement that. I'm so excited to support you and watch it grow. Really quick before we have to wrap up, you also have a youth program you've already kind of rolled out in the past before too, right?
Yes, the power of youth, which is my baby. It was one of the ways that I realized I had to process through a lot of emotions. And that's used in mental health and spoken word, right? So understanding that sometimes we have to meet people where they are. And a lot of times people are willing to vocalize where they are when it is an art form. And
Yes.
so I created this program for youth. When I originally rolled it out, it was for middle schoolers. I have broadened that now. And next year, the goal is for Tour White LLC to offer a summer program, a short summer program, where we will talk about mental health, but also get our emotions out on paper and do it through spoken word and then perform it for one another and have the community come in and watch us perform. I have partnered with Asheville City Schools Foundation and with TAPIS, and that program is being offered in schools now. And so it's really exciting to see it unfold and to know that something that helped me through my suicidal thoughts is something now that I can give back to the same community that I needed, right? And making sure that I'm given a positive outlet for our youth. Like the outlet I remember having when I was young.
And the one that made the change. And I will just say, the work I did in mental health is part of why I now call myself the Arts Economic Development Specialist, was because I realized that the arts heal, connect, galvanize, they bring us together. And so the idea that there is a program and there are programs and there are companies like yours that are addressing these issues in the workplace and school systems, I just am beyond thrilled and excited to have you. Is there anything you want to share about your particular creativity? You said you do some writing and you're actually an all published author too, right?
Yes, I published a book called The Art of Being Selfish, where I basically teach people how to be selfish. You know, how to, we always think of selfish as being this negative thing, but really we all need to be selfish and practice self-care, self-love, self-acceptance. Yes. And so one thing through, you know, my journey of and my recovery journey, I realized I didn't know how to be selfish. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, you know what? Once I figured it out, let me write about it. Let me teach other people who are in the same space, who are used to always pouring into other people, but not pouring into themselves, how to pour into themselves in a positive manner.
Absolutely.
And so, yeah, I have that book. And then I also write for a mental health magazine out of Maryland called Rally Up Magazine, and where sometimes I share just like a blog post, but other times I share my poetry. Mm-hmm. And a lot of it is just encouraging and making sure that people understand they're not alone in this fight. And there's not a certain picture or a certain framework for mental health. You know, people dealing with mental health look different.
Yes. Yes.
And I wanted to make sure that I showcased that. While I may look like I always have it all together, I still battle things. And so yes, I want to make sure that people see that and know that someone looks like them also have similar experiences.
And that it's an ongoing journey, right? Again, it's not like there's, I'm sick now, I'm healthy tomorrow, right? I really talk about mental health as a sliding scale. And some days we have really good mental health days and some days we don't. And the whole spectrum is acceptable for us to be a part of. So I love that you're normalizing the conversation around being selfish, because I've always felt that way too. The term selfish to me is negative from the way people see it in a community sense, but it's actually not, because if you don't put your own oxygen mask on, you're going to die before you're going to be able to save everybody, right? There exactly. are reasons for taking things in the order that we do.
Exactly. I tell people all the time, when you think about when you're on an airplane, they tell you to make sure your mask is on first.
Exactly.
And so when we're practicing, and that's one of the biggest things for mental health first aid as well, but when we're practicing self-care, self-love, self-acceptance, it's all about taking care of self first. Because if self is not together, you can't be a good parent, you can't be a good employee, you can't be a good boss, you can't be a good support system, a good spouse. Like, it's a lot of things that you can't be if you're not together.
No, I totally agree. So what else? You say you do poetry. Is there anything else that you can just offer the listeners right now that's a mental health tool that you use when you're starting to get kind of out of center?
Yeah, so for me, I really enjoy, people think this is a little weird, but I enjoy pimple popping videos.
Which, that is not uncommon, I just want to say. Like, it might be strange to some people, but that's actually a really, there's like a whole YouTube section for videos like that. So.
And I am definitely subscribed to them. But when I'm feeling overwhelmed, it allows me to disconnect and not really think about anything. Mm-hmm. Like I've said before, I have things that I do by myself, but I also utilize a wrap plan. I also have supports that are beyond just me, because one thing I understand in my own journey and with my own diagnoses that I can't always isolate, because isolation is also when I recognize my depression is cranking up. Yeah. Or where my suicidal thoughts may get too bad. So I utilize support groups as well. And I utilize hiking and mm-hmm. reading and writing. Sometimes I just go out and just sit and listen to birds chirp and dogs bark.
Nature, you know? Is really such a good one. And you and I know some of the mental health tools are just simply awareness. So being able to go outside, putting your feet on the ground, and like you said, listening to dogs is really powerful sometimes, you know? Mm-hmm. I love that. I think that physical exercise is also a really valuable one that I have found for me. But just like you said, Tor, what's really important for anybody, whether you're an employer trying to figure out how to support the workspace, whether you're struggling with your own mental health, is think about what serves you best, right? If I'm someone, I'm a little socially awkward, I'm a little bit introverted. So like going in a big crowd of people when I'm feeling overwhelmed and anxious is not a good idea for me, but it could be for other people. So the term I always use is neurohacking. And I don't know if you use that one in your business at all, but really it gets to the point of how do I get my brain and body in the best homeostasis for me? And how do I know when, again, I'm getting too high or anxious in this way? What do I do to bring down, or vice versa in the other way? So I'm a huge fan of neurohacking and have a billion tools. And I love that you mentioned tools in your toolbox, because when I did mental health work with youth, we actually would build physical toolboxes and like write different mental health tools they had and put them in there. And that was just one way of them visibly, you know, externally having this reminder of all the tools that they had.
Right. And one thing I forgot to mention is boundary setting. You touched on that, but that is huge for me. I remember I had to be yes, 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 yes all the time. And yes was literally killing me. Right.
Yeah.
So I had to give myself space to say no and let that be the end of the sentence.
Yeah.
Not knowing an explanation. No, simply because I cannot. And I give myself that. I make sure that the people I'm allowing in my space are people that I want in my space. You know, because when I'm protecting myself, I have to understand that other people's energy matters. And so if your energy is off, if your vibration is off, I can't allow that in my space, because I need that positive energy, right? And understanding that positive energy doesn't mean that there won't be conflict, but it means that we can pour into one another.
That is the mic drop moment. Boundaries, boundaries, boundaries. I love it. I hate that we're going to have to wrap up today. But before we do, Tor, can you let the listeners know the best way for them to find you, connect with you, hire you, work with you?
Yes. So if you are an organization looking to get some training or look at policies, you can reach me at torwhitellc.com. If you are an individual looking to get some coaching or just trying to figure out how to find your voice, please reach out to me at simplytor.com. And that is SimpleTor.com. I'm also on LinkedIn at Tor White.
That's right. Oh, Tor, thank you so much for being here. And everybody stay tuned. Tor's got big, big things coming.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yes, ma'am. And as always, this is the Joanna Patrice Haggerty Show, where we share tips and tools of our community's most innovative entrepreneurs, artists, and creative business owners. Thank you so much for tuning in, and please connect by visiting bizradioasheville.com or on Instagram at jphcreativebiz. I would love to hear your show suggestions or any questions you may have. And as always, stay creative.
Thank you for listening. If you liked what you just heard, be sure to subscribe to the podcast, and be sure to visit bizradio.us to find hundreds of other engaging conversations, local events, and more.